We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I love and hate this next story, Jamie.
It's awful.
And it comes to us. We're staying in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Like the last one was in Colorado, and this one too.
And we haven't done a story like this in a little while where parents got into a fight at a kid's sporting event, and yet here we are. We'll play for you in a second here a bit of the audio of the video of the brawl that broke out at the baseball game between a group of seven-year-olds.
Seven-year-old kids playing T-ball.
Here's how ABC News describes it. A baseball game between a group of seven-year-old kids degenerated into an all-out brawl with parents throwing haymakers, often with others cowering for cover, and a woman even jumping on someone's back. The reason for the brawl? A parent did not like the calls being made by a 13-year-old umpire. This fight began at Westgate Elementary School. Again, this was at an elementary school because these were seven-year-olds that were playing in Lakewood, Colorado. That's southwest of Denver. Happened Saturday about noon as 15 to 20 adults got into a violent tussle, according to Lakewood police. The brawl was still ongoing as Lakewood police arrived at the scene.
Now, I don't know if I can play this, Jamie, because there's probably some F-bombs and S-bombs being yelled out as they are fighting. But if you go to our Facebook page and you see this, oh my Lord, adults.
Yes.
Come on.
Here's what Lakewood police tweeted over the weekend. This was yesterday evening. And there's a picture here of, and the video, what they have of the brawl. These adults took over the field and began assaulting each other on the 15th during a youth baseball game. Here's the problem. They can't find who they're looking for. We're looking for any information in particular to ID the man in the white shirt and teal shorts. Several people have already been cited in this fight and injuries were reported. Police issued four citations for disorderly conduct, but said they are still looking for others involved in the fight. The guy that they're talking about in particular they want to find is because he is seen in the video throwing sucker punches at people looking in the other direction. Police don't know if he is the parent of one of the kids in the game. There were a few minor injuries, and one person suffered serious bodily injury.
Okay, I'm going to show you the video here, all Jamie. Right. So watch these parents, and then when you see the guy, and you have to go to our Facebook page to see it, but the guy in the teal shorts and the white shirt, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy right there.
Yeah.
Now watch him come from the right again. After he throws this dude to the ground, he gets up. Boom. This dude right here just clocks, bam, knocks a dude. From behind, he comes up and hits him in the side of the face and knocks him to the ground.
Okay, so is there more video that shows exactly how this whole thing started?
We don't have the beginning, like the disputed call.
I want to know what the call was that the 13-year-old umpire made. That somebody did, because this had to start with one person, right?
One person, you know, yeah.
Umpire doesn't like the call. One adult goes onto the field, probably to yell at him. And do other adults then follow? Like, was the umpire hurt? Did anybody hit the umpire?
I'm guessing it starts.
Or was this all adults?
It probably starts with the umpire making a call, and then a dad says something, and then another dad tells that dad to shut up, and then that dad says, you want it?
So you think this starts in the stands?
Yes.
How does this move from the stands to the field then?
So a guy starts walking onto the field, and then somebody else starts walking onto the field, and then both stands start emptying, and then this because there's no kids. The thing is,
there are no kids here, yeah.
The video has no kids on the dirt field. This is shot from behind with somebody's phone through the chain link backstop. So there are no children actually on the field, which is good because no kids can get hurt.
And I don't see the umpire anywhere running around there. Mm-hmm. So, but that was my first fear was
so
that.
The kids are all running up.
Oh, there's a few kids though.
They're running up towards the parents are getting the kids up.
Pulling them out of the way.
Into the outfield, yeah.
Because initially the kids were in the middle of it and you've got several other parents that are running up and pulling those kids out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't seen anything about whether anybody put a hand on this umpire or whether this was just adults mouthing off to each other, and then because people are stupid, it evolves into 20 people involved in a fight.
It's unbelievable.
With serious injuries.
I mean, somebody's going to go to jail for assault.
Oh, for sure. That, and somebody probably should. Probably the guy they're looking for.
The dude in the teal is going to go to jail for the assault. I mean, it started like this in South Park.
Yeah! Let's go, South Park! These Fort Collins kids got nothing!
Woo!
Come on, Fort Collins! Let him have it! Yeah!
Guess that's my guy. I can take him. No problem.
Every Little League dad right there.
This is Saturday at noon. Can I safely assume that this group of people is sober on a Saturday at noon at a kid's baseball game?
You can assume all you want. I don't think you can because, Jamie, look, and
to
I know.
To what degree was alcohol involved here?
Well, if you look, there's a cooler right over here.
I'm sure it's just got water in it.
You want to think it just had, like, there's a cooler right
Man,
there.
Like, look at that, like, that corner over there where they're.
They're rushing the children
Why
off
this
the field.
Guy? Why is this guy getting the... That's not the umpire, right?
No.
That's just an adult?
No, the umpire's 13. That's an adult.
I can't... I mean, yeah. From here, I can't...
The umpire's... somewhere, the umpire is 13
umpire
years old.
Umpire got the heck out of the way and let these adults just have at it with each other. Woman got... So there's the woman that they talked about that... Yeah. Is that guy...
That guy got... Hurt? He's when he got clocked in the side of the head by the dude they're looking for in teal.
This guy in teal was just... having no mercy. Whoever he could get his hands on, he was punching.
See, and the somebody on Twitter had said this to me earlier because we were chatting about this. You don't know how there are fewer kids playing youth sports these days?
Yeah.
Part of the reason might be is because I don't want my dad, it's always dad in this case, I don't want my dad to be out there getting into some kind of fight, some altercation, because I'm embarrassed by my dad.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I wish I knew the call that was made. I'm just looking for a different version of the story. But yeah, at this point, there are no reports of any children being hurt. Again, at the beginning of the video, you can see kids running off the field as the adults start fighting and punching each other. I'm looking for the citations. Let's see. A Facebook post from the department says these coaches and parents, unhappy, began assaulting each other. They said citations. If they find this guy, though... The green, the teal shorts guy, that's assault. I mean, that is whoever caused the serious bodily injury, the not minor injuries, that's for sure more serious.
Because the dude that took the shot to the side of the head, he might have a busted some kind of bone in his face.
Yeah.
Like, that was a blow. And he's a bigger dude, and he got knocked to the ground.
Yeah.
I don't remember when, Jamie, but I know maybe last summer, maybe the summer before, we did the story about parents being banned from soccer sidelines.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if this Colorado baseball league for 7-year-olds bans moms and dads and anybody from being there, and the kids have to play in front of nobody.
I mean, it's a Saturday at noon.
The kids are 7.
It's, you know... I used to go to these all the time. It's just a relaxing, probably the first of many baseball games going to be held at that field that day.
There's probably 9 you know? Going on at the same time
you
at
go
these fields.
All day.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what you take serious action on this one, though, especially given how many parents were involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, 20 adults were involved here.
It's a brawl.
So
it's an absolute brawl.
Here's where you take some steps, I think, to keep those people off the field. Not everybody. But you don't. Anybody involved in that fight, if they can identify everybody, you're never allowed back there again.
If you have a problem with an umpire, think about this. The best umpires in all of baseball, in the history of baseball, currently are umpiring Major League Baseball games. In theory, the ones below them are the ones umpiring minor league games. Below that, college. Below that, high school. At what point do you think that there's not going to be a lot of human error? And how seriously are you taking a 13-year-old umpiring your first grader's T-ball game?
Let me tell you, we have a shortage of umpires and refs. Yeah. We really do. And this is why. This is absolutely why we don't have... Because this is what you want, right? You want the kids that stop playing, then it's good money for them to go on and start being the umpire to go and referee some games. Who would ever want to do this? Because you make one bad call... By the way, you're 13 and not 40 and a professional.
Right. You do this once a week for $20.
And it's 7-year-olds, and occasionally you're going to get it wrong, and that's how you learn, you know. Luckily that 13-year-old wasn't hurt, or we'd be talking about something else.
That dude that did throw the haymaker needs to be in jail.
If this 13-year-old was hurt, we'd be talking about lawsuit.
You can see the ridiculous video. It's up on Twitter. It's on our Facebook page. It's all over. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.